A relationship that is full of love and humanitarian feelings, giving and benevolence. I do not know if these words are enough to express what I have in my heart for them.
Muzayyan Siklawi, the head of the Lebanese Red Cross branch in Tyre, is describing the long-standing relationship with UNIFIL, a relationship that became even stronger in the midst of a battle against a common enemy, COVID-19. Today, we'll be talking about what UNIFIL has done in support of the Lebanese Red Cross operating in South Lebanon. All details in a moment. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub.
مثل ما عم بتشوفي هلا رانيا نزلنا وفرجيك على الماشينات، هدول قسم من ال 65 اكسجين ماشين اللي قدمتهم يونيفيل. هدول
With the pandemic gripping Lebanon, UNIFIL lent support to the Lebanese Red Cross in the south. Mrs. Siklawi is showing us some of the oxygen concentrators UNIFIL donated.
Recently, with the COVID-19 outbreak, which had a negative effect on our people here in the area and across UNIFIL's area of operations, UNIFIL gave a good helping hand. They provided us with 65 oxygen concentrators, and we were able to distribute them throughout Tyre, Tibnin, Ramesh, Bint Jbeil, and Sheba. It was a very good initiative.
As hospitals in Lebanon were overwhelmed with COVID patients, these machines were lifesavers for those receiving treatment at home. UNIFIL Civil Affairs Officer Sultan Sleiman explains.
Such machines are normally available at hospitals, but because of hospital overcrowding, as soon as the patient is out of the intensive care, they send them home and tell them to find an oxygen machine by themselves. The situation was very bad, not only in the south of Lebanon, but in the whole country. This is because as the COVID-19 crisis grew, the crisis of medicines and fuel at the hospitals further complicated the situation. So hospitals had no room for COVID-19 patients who are at the recovery stage or in the early stages of infection.
As the country was fighting the pandemic, the acute social and economic crisis further compounded the situation. Mrs. Siklawi says UNIFIL's additional donation of a generator helped deal with the situation.
As you know, a problem that we are all experiencing and suffering is the lack of electricity. We reached a stage that we were getting electricity for only 2 hours. So the fastest request anyone could submit was the request for a generator. In 2 weeks' time, the request was ready and UNIFIL approved it. They bought a generator with a very large capacity, 50 kilovolt amperes, to supply the whole building. We were a very large group in two buildings in Tyre, and we were badly in need of electricity. And as I told you, within less than 2 weeks, we got the approval, and the generator was connected to support the old generator. So now we have electricity supply 24 hours a day, thanks to UNIFIL.
In the past, UNIFIL gave significant support to the Lebanese Red Cross when a blood storage facility was badly needed in the south. The blood bank served not only the city of Tyre, but also the 72 nearby villages. Sultan Sleiman, UNIFIL Civil Affairs Officer, remembers.
Initially, the establishment of the blood bank in the Red Cross Center in Tyre was funded by UNIFIL. In addition to that, UNIFIL peacekeepers donated blood in the early stages before the Red Cross started collecting blood for this blood bank. So, we can say, from A to Z, the project was done by UNIFIL. Second, there were lots of other projects, from ambulances to equipping the ambulances, because as you know, the Red Cross ambulances have semi-operating rooms. We provided such things over the past 15 years.
Since the very beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, UNIFIL peacekeepers have actively supported the efforts of local communities in limiting the spread of the virus. Last year, UNIFIL Civil Affairs Office, in cooperation with the municipality of Sheba and with the support of UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers, funded the construction of a new Red Cross center in that southeastern village. The project is helping local authorities provide social services to better serve the community. It also provides better working conditions for the Red Cross employees and volunteers while serving a community of about 20,000 residents from the Arkoub area. Vice President of the Shibah Municipality, Mohamed Yassin, gives us more details.
The cooperation was through UNIFIL's Civil Affairs Office, and they responded to us within a very short period of time. The project is important for Shibah because there are no hospitals in Shibah to transport patients and transfer any cases that happen in the countryside. It also serves seven villages belonging to the Municipal Union of Shibah, Al Arkoub.
Cooperation between UNIFIL and the Lebanese Red Cross dates back many years. Head of the UNIFIL Civil Military Cooperation, or CIMIC, Colonel Asouk Gurung, says UNIFIL's support to the Lebanese Red Cross has always been a kind of appreciation of the organization's work and its contribution to society.
UNIFIL will leave no stone unturned to find the best possible ways and means in executing its tasks and is fully committed to implementing its mandate. The Red Cross mission is to spread and promote peace, serve the society, alleviate human pain without any discrimination. So we are supporting them. At the same time, we are also carrying out one of UNIFIL's mandates, that is to extend its assistance to help ensure humanitarian assistance to civilian population of Lebanon. So we believe the Lebanese Red Cross is one of the best partners to fulfill our mandate.
As for Muzayyan Siklawi, head of the Lebanese Red Cross branch in Tyr, what ties UNIFIL and the Lebanese Red Cross is the common goal of serving the people.
A relationship that is full of love and humanitarian feelings, giving and benevolence. I don't know if these words are enough to express what I have in my heart for them. The relationship is no longer a friendship relationship with request and giving and support. There is now a brotherhood relationship. Now the pain is their pain and the happiness is their happiness. They embraced us in a very classy way and gave us the confidence to give more and more.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.